Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 426, entitled Why Independent Analytics Could Be the WordPress Alternative to Google Analytics that you've been waiting for. It was published on Thursday, the 26th of June, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few bits and pieces just before we begin the main content with two founders of this fabulous plugin. The first thing to mention is that if you are a WP Builds listener, the plugin authors, Independent Analytics, the pro version, has got a 10% discount. So whilst you're listening to this podcast and weighing up whether you think it's for you, bear in mind that 10% off is going to be available for people that use the coupon code WP Builds. Once more, the coupon code will be WP Builds, no spaces. And that will get you 10% off your Independent Analytics Pro account. The other thing to mention is that if you like what we're doing at WP Builds, head to our subscribe page, wpbuilds.com/subscribe. Check us out there. You can find all of the social channels that we're on. Plus, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You will get an email when this drops. That's the Thursday podcast that you're listening to now. But also, when our This Week in WordPress episode has been turned into a podcast, that's happening on a Tuesday. You'll get an email about that as well. If you want to join us live to create that show, to help create that show, I should say, wpbuilds.com/live, Monday, 2 p.m. UK time, and you can join in the comments. Typically, we have three people joining me on the screen, and it really is a little bit of fun. In the tech space, fun is not something that is often the case, but we do try to make that happen. The last thing to say is that if you're in the WordPress space and you have a product or service, whatever it may be, and you would like to get it in front of a WordPress-specific audience, we can definitely help you with that. You'll hear from three companies who have taken us up on this offer. But if you'd like to have a look at further options for how we can align you with that audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Check it out today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also helped in our endeavors this week by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere heartfelt thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Podcasts like this cannot happen without fine companies like that. And remember, you too can be a part of it. wpbuilds.com/advertise. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, honestly, this is something that I really do like. When a plugin comes along and I find it to be really credible, I like to shout it from the rooftops, and this really is that. It's called Independent Analytics, and it may be something which has gone under your radar, but it's a WordPress alternative to Google Analytics. Everything is contained in your WordPress database. It's not phoning home. All of the data is shown in your dashboard, and boy, does it gather a lot of data. It's going to be incredibly useful for client websites, your own website, and obviously that whole GDPR compliance privacy regulation thing is pretty much taken care of. Find out today from the founders, Ben and Andrew, what the plugin does, why they built it, how it works, what it doesn't do, And I really hope that you enjoy this episode. Don't forget that listeners to this podcast can get 10% off Independent Analytics Pro by using the coupon code WPBuilds. And I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by two guests. I'm joined by Ben Sibley and Andrew Mead. Hello, both.
Hey, how's it going? How are
you? Yeah, good, thank you. So this is new to me, and I am going to act as kind of the protagonist, the Dom protagonist, as these two fine gentlemen explain the product that they've got. So it's a plugin. It's an analytics plugin, and I'm kind of hopeful that if you are GDPR-minded, there's quite a lot in here to unpack. Maybe by the end of this, I'll have taken your cold, dead hands off Google Analytics. And finally, you'll be using something a little bit more WordPress-orientated, shall we say. Just before we begin, let's go around the houses. Just a tiny little bio. Tell us who you are. So let's start with Ben.
So my name is Ben Sibley. I've been working with WordPress since about 2010. In 2014, I launched a WordPress theme shop called Compete Themes. And then in 2022, I launched Independent Analytics with Andrew.
Nice. Thank you so much. Andrew.
Hey, I'm Andrew. I am also in Philadelphia. I don't know if Ben mentioned he is, but I am also. And I have been working with WordPress just since the launch of this product, so 2022. I had done a few very small things a decade before that, but nothing serious. And then there was a massive gap in there. But I came back for what I thought was a really interesting idea. And it turns out that we were kind of right about that. So it was worth returning.
Yeah, nice. Thank you both so much. So let's get the URL out of the way, because that's where we really want to be pointing you. So pause this podcast, go to independentwp.com. Once more, independentwp.com. Go over there and check it out. You'll basically immediately get the point. It's an analytics solution. I guess it stands in opposition to things like Google Analytics and what have you. The UVP at the top is analytics can be so much better. Try the free Independent Analytics WordPress plugin and ditch the legacy analytics. So give us the pitch, either one of you. What separates this from what is already a fairly robust free solution in Google Analytics? Why would we want to jump ship?
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons. For starters, Google Analytics 4 has become very complicated to use. It's a lot more enterprise-leaning these days, even though it's free. Independent Analytics, it adds a dashboard right into your WordPress admin. It's way easier to add. You just install it. There's no other configuration required. And it also complies with the GDPR, so you don't have to worry about violating your visitors' privacy, cookie banners, anything like that. You just install it, and the analytics are very easy to read.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, and we did it like the WordPress way too. And that's kind of the whole point of the product, is that your data lives on your WordPress install. We don't have servers, so we can't look at your data. They don't exist. So it just lives on your site. You can do whatever you want with it. And yeah, it's really nice.
So just to clarify that point, let's hammer that bit home. We install the plugin. Yeah. Every single bit of data is held within our own database. There's no phone in home. There's no kind of...
There's no home to phone to.
Right. Okay, perfect. So Everything is right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally the only thing we do is we grab a large file from our server to download, and it's just for it's just related to geolocation stuff, but it's just a little data set, and that's only because the plugin size can only be so big. But there is no server to phone home to. All your views, all your visitors, all their data, it's in your WordPress database.
Okay, that's great. Okay, but that is like reason number one then, isn't it? Because the WordPress community, I think, will really value that. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, I think 15 years ago, I had all the faith in Google. I just thought that it was the best company on the planet. And that kind of trust has been slowly eroded. And now I'm really reluctant to put anything Google related, because I just see it as this, you know, I see myself as the product, basically. And so any initiative like this on the WordPress side of things, which enables me to own that data and not be giving it to somebody who will then no doubt be selling it for their own benefit, is really good. Okay, the other problem that I've always had with Google Analytics, even prior to V4, so V anything basically, is that it was massively overcomplicated. By that, I mean there were menus within menus within menus. It was almost like you could take a college degree on how the heck to interpret it and understand it. All I wanted to know was this basic set of things, like where are my visitors coming from? How many visitors do I have? Which pages did they go to? And then this whole raft of WordPressy things, which I could never quite wrangle, like which authors are popular? And does anybody care about the fact that I categorize things? And I'm kind of looking at your website and thinking, that's where you specialize. You kind of lean into the WordPress stuff, and hopefully you're doing it in a way which is easy to surface, not this menus within menus thing. So there's not a question there, but just comment on that, I guess.
Yeah, totally. So a big part of the plugin is that it's deeply integrated with WordPress and it's greatly simplified. I actually have taken Google Analytics training courses in the past, and I still had trouble getting around it and understanding it. So I've spent hours learning this tool. So you don't have to do that for independent analytics. Because it has this integration with WordPress, there's a lot of data. Like you said, you want to see the authors of your posts. You want to see the categories, the page type, things like that. They're all included automatically. So one of the reports that we have is called the Pages Report. And in Google Analytics or some other software, it's looking at your site from the outside, right? So the tracking script is on the front end. They only have front end data. Independent Analytics is a WordPress plugin, so it runs inside of your site. So it knows everything about your site. That means that when you go to the Pages Report, instead of seeing a list of URLs, you're going to see the page type.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. One column is the URL. Another column is the page type. So you can see, that's a post, that's a page, that's a podcast episode. You can see the categories, the authors. And then a central part of the product is that we also have this filtering system. So you could add a filter to say, let me see stats for only my blog posts. And then it'll filter it and you'll see only your blog posts, only your podcast episodes, only your category archives and things like that.
So I'm guessing not only will it be able to be done, the way that you described it, it felt almost like I was drilling down into a spreadsheet. I'm guessing that you do the typical arrangement of charts and things like that, so I can see it in a sort of visual way, line charts and bar charts and things like that.
Yeah, it's basically broken into three components. So at the top, you have what we call the quick stats. That just gives you, the number of visitors, views, bounce rate over the current date range you have selected. Then there's a chart, which also has metrics you can configure. And then below that is the table. And the table is going to list all of your pages. On the refers report, that's going to list all of the different sites that sent you visitors. And the same thing for the geographic campaigns and devices reports. So those three main elements really let you get a good look at what's going on your website.
So, and I feel like once that clicks, it can be pretty exciting of being like, all right, I want to look at an author and I want to look at their posts by publish date, or I want to look at their posts by bounce rate, or I want to look at their posts by like WooCommerce conversions or form submissions. So once you're integrated with all of the WordPress stuff in that ecosystem, like before the call, we were talking about WS forms. Like you can track those form submissions that's now in your data, and you can use that as you're digging around, which is cool because there's nothing for you to do. You just apply the right filters and the data's there. There's nothing to set up.
Oh, okay. So there's like a whole third-party ecosystem. You mentioned WS form there. Perhaps you've got a specific integration with them. Maybe we'll come to that in the end, not that one in particular, but like the third party bit, because the WordPress ecosystem is really, there's a few big players, things like form plugins and SEO plugins that it might be interesting to see if you've got any bindings for those. But just to go back, it feels like, and I could be getting this wrong, it feels like your analytics kind of groups itself into four or maybe five main areas. You've got pages, but I guess for pages, read posts, custom post types, whatever, all of that comes under that. Then you've got referrers, so the source, where is the traffic coming from, what's changing over time from where it's coming from. Geography speaks for itself, where in the world are people coming from, and devices. I think that was the ones that I remembered. Maybe there's more than that, but that's pretty straightforward. There's nothing particularly complicated in there. So we log into our WordPress dashboard, we find the analytics menu item, we click in there, and then we just drill down in a sidebar to see the spread of data. That's how it works, right?
Essentially, the only difference is that in the sidebar, what we've put in there are a few like sample reports for you to check out, but you can save, you can customize a report and then save it and name it and then have it there in the sidebar. So the sidebar is completely customizable. You can build a suite of all the different reports you want. But it, yeah, it is primarily broken down into the four different reports that you identified, which just makes it easy to find you. My traffic sources, my devices, and so on.
Well, I guess one of the questions that I know is going to get asked of me if I don't ask it of you is how kind of heavy is this? Because obviously you're adding a layer of inspection. You're obviously injecting code somewhere on every page load so that this can happen. I'm guessing the fact that you're not importing a library is a good thing. You know, there's no snippet of JavaScript which has got to be downloaded, in the example of Google Analytics, from their server. How lightweight is it, basically, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, I mean, so in essence, it is what you're expecting. There's going to be a little tracking script that has to run on your site. There's no way around that. And then when it comes to actually recording that data, just a little bit of data is inserted for that view. I think you're going to find that most of the heavy lifting happens when you're digging into some obscure analytics as the analytics viewer. So that's happening, you know, on your back end when you're trying to gain some insight. But for actually tracking the view, it's pretty lightweight. We're inserting a couple of database records. We're not crunching any numbers at that point. We're basically saying, hey, this thing happened, like this form submission happened. And that's a pretty fast process to insert one or two rows into a couple of SQL tables. So,
okay.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note that there's some people have come to us with this misconception that like if you have a larger database, your website's going to load slower, but it's only the data that you query that matters, right? So when someone visits your website, independent analytics is not going to have any impact on how fast your site loads because that script we add, it makes a REST API request and it's deferred. Yeah, it's deferred. So it waits until the site's fully loaded, which means it doesn't affect your core vitals that Google uses. And it's imperceivable to the visitor. So in terms of performance, the only area you see any performance impact is in the analytics menu itself. And so for a site that gets, let's say, 5,000 visitors a month, which is like most websites, but if it gets 50,000, even 100,000, that's going to load perfectly fine. You're not going to see the analytics dashboard loading slowly unless you have like a million visitors a month. And then it kind of depends on what sort of database resources you have available, but there's not going to be a performance impact on the front end, even if you have 2 million visitors a month.
Do you crunch the numbers? So you're gathering the numbers in real time, obviously, in putting those into the database, REST API calls and so on. Do you kind of crunch the numbers at a different moment? Or is it, so for example, do the numbers get crunched when I view the dashboard, or does it sort of happen on some sort of cron run, like twice, three times a day or whatever, so that it's ready and visible to me? I'm just curious about when all of those numbers get pushed into the graphs and charts.
For sure. Yeah, so they live in your database in a very raw form. And, you know, it's all there. If you were curious, you could download WP Admin and you could check it out. You could create your own queries. But all the heavy crunching happens as you request that data because there's so many variations, right? Maybe I was looking at this month. Now I'm looking at last week. It's like, okay, that's a whole different set of data to crunch. Or you want to see maybe a specific filter gets applied or you're only looking at certain subset of the data. That's more data to crunch. So you kind of can't compute all the combinations realistically. So we've just done a ton of work on the SQL query side with indexes to just really streamline and speed that up as much as possible. And like Ben said, like at a certain point, like $5 hosting is going to struggle if you're getting 10 million views a month. So, you know, and we get some people on some very interesting hosts doing very interesting things. We've played with a lot of Wild West websites, but for the most part, yeah, you just got to kind of scale that server up a little bit as you grow, and you're going to be just fine.
I'm going to ask this sort of GDPR question because I think Google Analytics 4 was a response to GDPR and various other legislations that I think primarily begin in the EU. And I'm wondering how much of that you completely got to sidestep because you are storing it in the website's database. In other words, you know, there's no phoning home or any of this. But also, I wonder if you assist your customers in creating things like privacy policies and things like that. You know, do you make it fairly straightforward for somebody like me who would install your plugin to add something to my privacy policy? So let's start with the GDPR question. Did you just completely sidestep that by putting things inside the the website database, or were there still concerns that you had to adhere to?
Yeah, well, so there's basically three things we do to, you know, comply with the GDPR. The first thing is that we don't use cookies at all, which means you don't have to show a cookie banner for independent analytics.
Nice.
The second thing is that we don't communicate with any external servers, which skips a whole lot of complications.
Yeah, that's the hard stuff, isn't it?
That's the hard stuff. So the data is both created and stored entirely on your server. And then the last element is that we don't store any personally identifiable information. So when someone arrives on the website, we get their IP address. We use that to find their approximate geolocation, and we save that geolocation to the database. And then we hash the IP address with their user agent string and a salt token. That creates a unique ID that, it's important to know this isn't encryption. There's no password or key to reverse it. It's a one-way hash. So this is something you're not going to crack before the sun burns out or you get some sort of quantum computer. So
yeah, it's, if you really can crack it, let us know, because every single company needs to know as well, because this is like what the internet's built on, is cryptography. Yeah.
So that IP address, it's only considered personally identifiable information, at least as I understand it, because it could be given to an ISP and then they could find out who you are. It's not something that necessarily concerns small businesses anyway. It's more of a thing they're worried about with corporations like Google. But it, regardless, you don't want to store raw IP addresses. And so we thoroughly hash it and store that unique ID instead.
Yeah, I mean, the title that you've gone for your plugin, you know, independent analytics, it feels like you're leaning into that a little bit. You know, this idea that we're not some sort of big company. We are, well, obviously independent. And I don't know, independent seems to have that kind of, that feel to it. You know, we're not doing the wrong thing. Right. We're not storing the data. We're going to anonymize the IP addresses, those kind of things. So that's why I asked that question, really.
I also think it would have been pretty hard to launch a new analytics tool in 2022 and not like read the room on that stuff, right? Like GDPR is essential. Having the data on your site's essential. There was a lot of just things that me and Ben never talked about because there was just no debate on the other end. Like it had to be on your site. It had to be all of these things. So a lot of that was kind of just decisions made for us by the general vibe around analytics at the time.
Do you do anything outside of WordPress, or is this strictly a WordPress solution?
Just WordPress. Okay. It's completely built in. There is, I mean, to create it for a different CMS would require recreating it entirely, right? It's just 100% integrated with WordPress, and it only works with WordPress.
Okay, that's really interesting. I can't think of any kind of rival that you might have. Okay, let's get back to the sort of more general things. So if I'm a user, I've installed the plugin, we can talk about pricing for the pro version, but I know there's a generous free version and so on. We'll get to that. Install the plugin, and what's my next step, really? Am I setting up reports? Is it a kind of case of, okay, log in, there are some default reports which will run for you automatically, but then I can kind of go in and tweak them. I've got a back office of 100 editors that I need to kind of assign and figure out who's creating the articles, which are popular. And then I guess, how do I get notified when there's new intel? Do you do a job of that? Do you kind of email us when interesting things are happening, maybe on a weekly basis or something like that? So what are we doing? What are the actual steps that I would take as a newbie to your plugin?
Yeah, so when you first install it, we do have a getting started video tutorial.
Nice.
I would recommend checking that out right away. But the only thing you really need to do is, if you're using a caching plugin, which most sites do, clear the cache. That way the tracking script shows up on every page of the site. After that, if your site is pretty popular, if you refresh the page, you'll see visitors. They come in as they happen. So there's, for a lot of sites, there's no other configuration required. You just install it and clear your cache. If you have a more robust website, like maybe let's say you have an e-commerce store with other people accessing the site, you would want to enable the option to track logged in visitors. So that's something kind of cool that we do. We don't, if you're logged in, your activity gets ignored, which is really nice if you just have your own blog. Mm-hmm. You don't want to mess up your own stats. If you have people logging into your site, you check one box. Now people who are logged in are blocked. And then we have the ability to block visitors based on their user role. So by default, even if you enable tracking visitors, administrators, they're still ignored. Then you could say, let me ignore also my contributors, my store managers. And then there's an option to give other people access. So only admins can see the analytics by default. But if you have a store manager, an editor that you want to see the analytics, you can easily give them access. You can even give contributors access and authors access to only see posts they've written if you have like a lot of publishers on your website.
So just to clarify, so you can set up all these different reports, but you can also be fairly granular on the back end. You can assign different user roles, if you like, to different kinds of reports. So person X over there can only receive or see intel about their own posts, and this person can only see information about all of their posts. But the SEO person in our building, they can see everything. So you can be granular in that way?
Not exactly.
Okay,
you can't control the exact report that each user role can see, but you can decide which user roles can see the analytics and which ones can't.
Got it.
And then there's one other option where you can let people only see reports. And well, not, I shouldn't say reports. They can only see traffic for their own articles. So if you have, you know, a lot of guest authors on your site that return and contribute, you could enable for that user role, you could say, only let them see stats for their own content. Then they can go to the analytics, and if they've published 5 articles, they can see stats for just those 5 articles.
Okay, that I think is what I was trying to get to in a roundabout way. Okay, yeah, that's great. Andrew, sorry, anything you wanted to add to that?
Oh, no, yeah, I was just going to say, like, those like user level rules apply at like a blanket level, and then you could go into, if you had 7 reports, that author could go to all 7 reports, and they're just looking at their data, though. So, yeah, it's pretty nice to just kind of give them a little bit of feedback on what's going on without exposing maybe things you don't want to expose, like WooCommerce sales or something along those lines.
I'm guessing that it's possible to export all of this data. Obviously, it's nice to see it on the website, but really, you want to be taking this to board meetings and things like that, don't you, to justify your existence in the company and things. All possible, I'm guessing, in a variety of formats, PDFs and spreadsheets and whatnot.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, we have CSV downloads for everything you could see. Every single report can be exported as a PDF. You could have recurring emails of reports sent out to whoever you would like, whether it's yourself or whether it's stakeholders in your organization. So yeah, you have access to all that data. And at its most basic level, you have the data in the database. So if you're someone who's savvy with that sort of thing, and there's an insight that you really want to get at but can't quite find a way to do, the data is there for you at its most basic level as well.
So just getting back to the point I had at the beginning, and I'm really genuine about this, I could not work out Google Analytics in its most recent iteration. I got furious before I got clever. You know, it would just annoy the heck out of me, so I would give up. That is basically what happened. I'm sort of ashamed to admit it, but there we go. I just didn't enjoy that experience and could never get the data back that I needed. So I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask you to be brutally honest as well. Do you think that you've done a good job of tackling that? Like, if I was to log in as a newbie user, would I be able to consume data that was meaningful pretty quickly?
Oh yeah, I would say immediately. Like,
nice.
I think it's all very apparent. Like, if you want to see, okay, where is my traffic coming from? You might not know the word referrers. Like, that might be a new word for you, but that's a technical term. That's the term you use. Once you visit that page, you'll understand. Okay, these are my traffic sources. You can see in the table very plainly, Google, you know, X, Reddit, and all other sites sending you traffic. You can see a column for the visitors, for the views, the bounce rate. Any other columns you want to show in the table, there's a button where it opens up a little modal window and you can toggle various columns on and off. It really is very easy. I don't think we've ever gotten someone emailing us saying, like, I don't understand how to use
this.
Well,
that's kind of perfect, because how to describe it? You know that thing where you buy the, I don't know, the super-duper device, like you buy a new TV or something like that, and it, you know, it looks great on the box, but you open it up and there's like 1,000 different buttons. You just want to turn the thing on and browse through the channels, but you've got all these things that you've got to do. And honestly, the simple product that does one thing well and just makes it straightforward is often superior to the product which has a gazillion different features but takes a month to figure out what the heck is going on. So I commend you for taking that approach. I think that's probably what most of us need. Obviously not, you know, if your job is to be some sort of SEO and really nerd out on the Google Analytics stuff, fair enough. But for most people who are using WordPress with your 5,000 visits a month or whatever it may be, that seems like the perfect trade-off.
Yeah, it's not designed for folks with analytics in some sort of degree title, right? Yeah. It's made for regular people who are just trying to get insights and run their business successfully.
Yeah.
And so I don't have like a massive analytics background before we did this plugin. So there's certain features that we'd work on that Ben would pull it up in Google Analytics and be like, here's what I have to do to get that data right now. And it was crazy. I can't believe how deep in these drop-down menus stuff is. It's like literally three or four levels deep. And then once you're there, you're on a page that still doesn't quite, it's not giving you what you want. It's giving you something weird. So with this, we've been super intentional about saying like, this is for the everyman, right? Like if I can't pull that page up and just quickly glance and get some interesting insight, then we've failed at our job of creating like independent analytics for the people of WordPress.
Yeah, so you've been fairly opinionated, but that's kind of basically what I think most of us need. And the point that you make is exactly my experience. It's just a menu within a menu within a menu, and then you can't figure out what the heck the data means. And then you go to some documentation, which was like stale from 4 years ago, and the UI's completely changed. And it's like, So that begs the question. You mentioned that there was a... You mentioned that it was an onboarding video to get you started. That's great. But the support for this, how do you run that? Obviously, both of you are in North America. Do you kind of have, email support, or do you have a help desk, or how do people, should they run into a problem, how do they keep in touch with you?
Yeah, so we primarily handle support just over email. Mm-hmm. It's mostly me. Sometimes Andrew jumps in. And we haven't had to scale beyond that for our support. I've been very, very intentional about building a robust knowledge base and making sure that everything is answered. I get really actually hyper-focused on it. So we have a knowledge base with over 100 articles. The search bar works really well. Use a plugin called Relevancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Which makes this... Yeah, it's great. It made the search work amazingly well right away. And then I have lots of pre-written responses in Help Scout. And then I added an AI chatbot, which chatbots in the past used to be horrible, but now that it's powered by ChatGPT, I put that in there, trained it on our knowledge base, and now it works really, really well.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we're upfront about, like, I named it, like, I think AI agent or something like that. I don't want to confuse people. I don't want them to think it's a person. Like, I want them to know this is AI, but the difference is, you can email us and we'll give you, you know, a thoughtful response and help you out. And there are some times when you do need to email us. But if you want an answer right now, immediately, then you can just ask the chatbot. He's going to figure it out. But I'll go through my emails. Like, I'll go through a previous month. I'll go through every single email and I'll ask myself, how can I never get this email again?
Nice. Nice.
Like, that's my goal. I don't want to answer anything twice. And sometimes you have to make a little tweak. Like, we had people asking us if we had an iPhone app or an Android app.
Ooh.
And I wrote, which is not something we're going to do anytime soon, because that's like a whole,
the whole thing.
Yeah. Sorry to dash hopes here. It's not happening.
But we had articles, like a question article saying, you know, is it, you know, can I use it on my phone? And I wrote about how it's mobile friendly. We did make it responsive, so it's not as nice on a phone, but you can use it on your phone. You can find all your data that way. But people were still asking me about it. And I saw, okay, and I looked in our search queries, what people were searching for on our site, and I saw iPhone and Android, and we actually didn't have those words in the article. So I just had to go into the article and add the words iPhone and Android, and now nobody asks me that anymore.
Nice.
So
I think with a plugin like yours, support is all. I remember talking to a plugin developer, and maybe this will resonate with you, maybe you'll think this is nonsense, but he said, if you've got a successful plugin business, on some level, you are a support agent. You know, you've got to deal with all that kind of stuff. And being obsessive about it and writing the articles in advance and making sure that the question is never necessarily asked twice, that's perfect. That's music to my ears. That's exactly what I want to hear.
And you just can't not answer somebody, right? Yeah. Like people need answers.
You can.
You got to follow
up. Yeah, you really can. No, but it's not great.
Yeah, you have to though. And to Ben's point too, so we've said AI 5 times already. So just a disclaimer, this product has no AI. We have no interest in adding AI. All we're talking about is a chatbot, which is just fed off of the knowledge base. And you need a good knowledge base for that bot to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
So you can't just skip the hard work Ben put in of writing all those articles and expect a bot to be good because it's not fed on anything relevant. But I was really impressed. You could ask it a weird question and it just knows the right article. It can pull in screenshots and stuff. So
I think when,
it is good since there's just two of us. So if it's midnight, we're not awake. So you can get your answer.
Exactly that. It's kind of for that moment when both of you are asleep and somebody in Australia has a problem. I think AI is perfect for that. You feed it a corpus of information and it can really distill that because it's finite and it's bound. So that seems like a perfect use. Okay, just a quick one then. We mentioned WS Form a moment ago, so I'm just going to open up that can and ask, because it's the WordPress ecosystem, we've all got our favorite this thing and that thing, like our favorite SEO plugin and our favorite, I don't know, form plugin or whatever it may be. Do you encourage other developers? Do you have relationship with other developers such that they can hook in, supply you with data? I mean, I guess the form solution is kind of a perfect example, isn't it? Because there is data flowing around the website based upon what people put in those forms. But do you accommodate things like e-commerce solutions? There's several in the WordPress space now. I'll just hand it over. Do you accommodate third-party plugins, really?
Absolutely. So I'll just start with forms, since that's what you mentioned first. We integrate with, I think it's 22 or 23 different form plugins.
Wow. Okay.
So all the big players. Yes. And for a lot of that, honestly, it's not a ton of work. Most of these form plugins give you a hook that fires upon form submission. That's obviously the thing we're interested in. So for most of them, it required no direct communication. There's definitely some exceptions and people have been really helpful and useful. Yep. And in general, it doesn't require us to expose stuff. It's just them exposing when an event happened and some data about that event. So it's usually on the person we're integrating with to have a hook available for us. If they have it, then we can integrate with that. And for e-commerce, we integrate with 4, I believe, WooCommerce, SureCart, and I'm forgetting the 2 others, but it's a similar situation where there's hooks for events, whether it's a sale, a refund, an order status change. We can just listen for those events to happen. We can update things in the database. And then when you check your analytics, you can see the sales have gone up or the refunds have gone down. Those are both great things. So
yeah
we have integrations with e-commerce and forms. And that's it.
I would have thought e-commerce and forms about spans where you'd want to get, you know, where you'd want to be making your mark. I can't really think of anything else where that data wouldn't just be presenting itself on the page. And so it's just part of how people found your website anyway. Okay, but that's good to know. I'm looking at the independentwp.com homepage. And if you scroll down, I don't know, roughly kind of halfway, something like that, there's the features broken out into both the pro and the free. So I'll just list out the free. So dashboard analytics, privacy friendly, made for WordPress. That's my favorite one. Referrers report, geographic data, device data, saved reports, easy setup, main WP extension. Actually, that's my second favorite. I'm a big fan of main WP. So there was another integration, which was, that's really cool. And then we go.
That's true. And they were super helpful. Oh. Those are like, I can't believe how quick they would add stuff that was bespoke for us. Yep. And had it live in production. Yep. It was, I want to see how they work behind the scenes because it's definitely a well-oiled machine.
That is a match made in heaven as well. That kind of thing, if you think about it. So I'm in there every day. I'm in main WP every day, just updating plugins and things. And so consuming analytics and displaying it on a dashboard and sending that out in client reports and things like that. I don't know if you've gone that far with them, but you know, they have
literally just went that far. Okay. It's all very new for main WP.
Okay.
This all happened within the last month, 2 months.
Okay. Well, they do this whole thing where you can inject whatever data you want, you know, like plugins updated and things, and having the ability.
We have that now.
Yeah. Having the ability to send out a report with, I don't know, just what were the most popular pages or something is really nice. Okay. Then we're on.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you heard it here first.
So right now, like when you go to the overview page for main WP, there's obviously widgets that have data from not just one site, but for all of your sites. And we have one there where you can quickly switch through and get like a basic traffic graph just so you can see how a site's doing. And then you can obviously click a button that brings you over to that child site, to your main dashboard. And then we also have the Pro Reports integration. So if you're sending out client reports, right now you can pull in total views, visitors, and sessions. I do like the idea of pulling in popular posts or something along those lines. There's still more work to be done there because it is new. So, and that's part of the problem too, is me and Ben do not manage agencies that use Main WP. So we are really working on customer feedback for this feature. Okay. People were very intentional about getting us to do the Pro Reports integration. It was the only thing people asked for when we dropped the first version. So they know what they want, and we're really just trying to listen to them on that one, just so we can kind of hit the right marks.
This is the best bit about doing stuff inside of WordPress. Is imagine I had an idea for Google Analytics. There is no chance that I can communicate with the people and get that idea integrated. I mean, literally none. And yet here we are. We've got these two fellas on the line, and I'm getting good vibes. So if you buy this product, I think these two are going to be open to your suggestions. So if you've got a, you know, if you've got an idea, you know, they operate in North America time. I'm sure that they're going to be available to listen to those ideas. And right, I'm going to move on to the pro things off your homepage. So here's the things that are encapsulated inside the pro version. There'll be an exchange of money, no doubt. We'll figure that out in a minute. Campaign links, so that's create and track custom campaign URLs. Got it. Real-time analytics, so see things as they're happening. Click tracking, okay. E-commerce analytics, so I guess we've touched that a little bit. Form tracking, again, we've touched that a little bit. Overview of data, find data from all your reports in one place. And this is a nice one, email reports, so the ability to get an HTML email out of the system, I guess, scheduled. So let's move then to the pricing, because that's going to be important. There was, I think, more than half of the stuff was free. So that's on the free version. If you go to independentwp.com/pricing, as you might expect, you'll be able to download the free version of the plugin there. The pro version, caveat emptor, we're recording this in the middle of 2025. The price at the moment is $79 per year for one license, and they've got a whole bunch of different options, 3 license, 5 license, 10, and unlimited. Also, nice to see, I like it anyway, there's a little toggle.
People do too.
Yeah, there's a little toggle for lifetime. So you can toggle one site for a lifetime, 3 sites for a lifetime, and so on. And obviously the price is going to vary. So, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, so that's nice as well. So, yeah.
And just to make things crystal clear too, if you go to your WordPress site and you add a new plugin and you search for analytics, we are there as a free plugin on the WordPress repository. Yes. There are no traffic limits. If you get 1 million visitors a day, we don't put any of that behind a paywall. The things that come in pro are things that you're really using if you are making money and you are really curious about those money-making aspects of your site. So, yeah, that's kind of the dividing line.
Yeah. So again, it's middle of 2025. Have you got any kind of intel on roadmap features that you might be working on? Whether or not they land is not really important. It's just kind of, I just want to get a flavor of the kind of things you're interested in the next 6 months, year, whatever.
Yeah. So right now, a big feature that we're in the middle of is, it might be a little bit hard to explain over a podcast, okay. But
good luck.
If you're looking at a list of the pages that, you know, and their visitors, you'll be able to click on a page and then see the traffic sources, the geolocations, devices for that page. So you could see, okay, I have this article, but where did the visitors come from for this particular article? You'll be able to see that. So you can see, okay, 100 visitors from Google and this many from Reddit and so on. Same thing with all different countries and devices. So that's something we're working on right now. That'll be available in all of the reports. And that's coming to the pro version. And then we've had a lot of requests for a user journeys feature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I fully understand like how valuable that can be because all the data is aggregated. And in general, aggregated data, it's much more useful, generally speaking. But then to show, it's you don't want to look at, you know, the journey of the last 1,000 people who visited your website, but you want to look at maybe the last person who bought something or the last person who submitted a form. And so we don't have that really ironed out yet, but we're going to give people some way to be able to see, you know, for a recent sale, for instance, where did they come from and what are the pages that they looked at? So they can just look at a few examples, get an idea of what's going on. And I think that'll be really cool data. And I know a lot of people are excited about
that. Yeah, that's fascinating. I guess you step into the whole GDPR thing, tracking people around, fingerprinting people and trying to figure out where the heck they've gone. And then I guess it's in the manner in which you keep that data and how anonymized it is and whether you can bind that particular sale to that particular user flow. You got fun ahead.
The tricky part. And one reason we haven't done this quite yet, it will be tied more to their sales and form submissions. I think what we need to figure out in terms of privacy aspect is when someone submits this form, they agree that you can store their name and info. Is there a way to maybe modify a privacy policy so that they agree that retroactively their activity is combined? We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
So that will be an important factor. Hopefully we can find a really easy way for people to do this so that it's seamless, or maybe they just have to check a box somewhere to make sure they know what's happening.
I think those sound really, really great. What I'm just getting good vibes, basically. You seem to be in this for the long haul. I don't know if this is what you do primarily now, the pair of you.
We are 3 years in, and this is both of our full-time jobs.
Wow.
We take independent analytics very seriously.
That's
so
great.
If you use it and something's up and you email us, these two people will be talking to you within a few hours. It's been very exciting to run too.
It's so interesting. I don't know if you've got the same intuition as me, but this is basically what happens when I go on a journey to a brand new website, be it a WordPress plugin or whatever. I land on the homepage and I scoot around a little bit on the homepage, and then I end up on the pricing page within 10 seconds, maybe 20 seconds. I'm on the pricing because I want to see what it costs. And the next thing I want to find is the about page, because I want to find out. Then I want to see who are the people, because this is like sticking stuff in my WordPress website is not like buying a pair of shoes from Amazon. You know, I want to know who you are. And I think the pair of you have done a really credible job today of just sort of saying who you are. And we get an impression, you know, this is what you do. You're in it for all the right reasons. And it's available, you know. So hopefully that this podcast will have kind of cemented your reputation in the minds of a bunch of people. So, yeah, I think we've done a good job. independentwp.com. Did I miss anything?
There's a coupon code for folks.
Oh, I did miss. Yeah, I missed that. That chestnut. Yeah,
absolutely. It's just WP builds, no spaces. Just spell it out, and that'll get you 10% off.
Nice.
And like we said too, if you have any questions, we are here. So just shoot us an email, and you're going to get a response.
Yeah, thank you. I will put that into the preamble that comes before this interview, but we've said it again in the podcast main now. So yeah, very kindly, I didn't solicit that. These chaps just offered it up for free. So I appreciate that. WP Builds, all as one word. It's in caps in the show notes, so I'll stick with that, I guess. And that will get you 10% off, I guess, all of the pro packages that were on offer. That's great. Thank you so much. So without further ado then, I guess Ben and Andrew, thank you very much for chatting to me today. All the best. I hope it's a real success for you both in the future. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
It's been fun to be on.
Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. I hope that you enjoyed that really fascinating product. I hope that you go and check them out. Independent Analytics really looks credible. Don't forget that for 10% off, you can use the coupon code WPBUILDS at the checkout. That will get you 10% off Independent Analytics Pro. I hope that you make use of that. Don't forget also that if you want to make a comment about this episode, head to WPBUILDS.com, search for episode number 426, and leave us a comment there. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out this week by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Check it out today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also helped in our endeavors this week by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere heartfelt thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's really nearly it. Don't forget, we'll be back on Monday for the This Week in WordPress show. We do it live, joined by a panel of experts, wpbuilds.com/live, 2 p.m. UK time. We'll parcel it up as a podcast episode, which will come out on Tuesday. And we'll also be back next Thursday for a podcast episode just like this. So now we get the cheesy music, usually generated by AI, which really, really does stamp its credentials as cheesy. I hope that you enjoy that. Stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.